The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission says the recommendations of the just-ended summit on the single-spined salary structure will help arrest the ballooning public sector wage bill and sustain the pay policy. Speaking to Radio Ghana, its chief executive George Smith Graham said the proposal not to increase workers' salaries for 2 years will ensure the slow pace of rocketing payroll due to increases associated with increments. He, however, said the recommendations will be subjected to the Public Service Joint Negotiating Committee.
Well, I think that the meeting hall was very successful. At the end of the day, the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission and the Minister of Finance and Controller were able to demonstrate to the people of Ghana the work we have done so far with regards to the implementation of the single spine and the fact that the current trend as we are going may not make the single spine sustainable. And since we all agree that single spine is a very important policy, it means that something needed to be done to ensure that we make the single spine sustainable. And we are happy that the various committees, syndicate groups that met, came out with recommendations that will help us to gradually get the wage bill under control. And as the policy of the objective of the policy states, it is to help government to have firm control of the wage bill. And I think gradually we are getting there.
Do you feel you are losing the purpose for which it was established?
Absolutely not. We are rather achieving the purpose for which it was established. The purpose for which the single spine was introduced and the fair wage was established is to help us all as a country to have a firm grip on our wage bill, to be able to identify all the things that are being done behind the scenes that nobody knows, bring all of them to the fore so we all know exactly what the wage bill situation is. That's exactly what is happening. It so happened that as part of the implementation of the single spine, because of the low base from which we were coming from as public service salary, the negotiations that we had previously gave certain percentages that were quite high. And from all indication, it is coming out clearly that if we continue the rate at which we are continuing, then we may not be able to sustain the policy. And if you put in place a very good policy like this, that you think will help the whole country, will help Ghana to have a long-term plan of its wage bill, then you need to avoid any situation that will make it unsustainable. And that is exactly what the forum sought to do. So we are not losing it at all. I think it is part of the process, and we should all make sure that we get everything done in a way that will ensure that the policy is sustained.
One of the proposals that came out was the suspension of an increment in pay for 2 years. How will this sustain the policy?
Well, at the end of the day, as we just mentioned, any institution that you migrate onto the single spine, the vast majority of the people on the employees get some increase, apart from the fact that government also grants these annual increases. So there's been increase already, and if you look at the increase over the last 3 years, we are talking about increases of about 80%. And then from some other analysis, if you put everything together, it's about 126%. And if you do that within a three-year period, that is already very, very high. And therefore, the recommendation that came was just to ensure that we are able to slow down this pace. It is not saying that we are going to freeze increases in salary. And I believe that it's not going to be done a law or whatever. We said that we have to subject it to the Public Services Joint Standing Negotiation Committee. So we'll go back to the Public Services Joint Standing Negotiation Committee, sit down with them, discuss every possible modality that will come out of it. And at the end of the day, the consensus is what we'll use, because I believe every worker in this country is also interested in sustaining the policy.
Mr. Smith Graham said the commission will standardize allowances of all workers as part of the recommendations made.
No, the issues that came out from the various syndicate group was for us to, as early as possible, see what we can do with the standardization and the harmonization of the allowances. It was also very clear to us that at that stage, we need to make sure that all the allowances may be or will be in absolute figure terms and not as a percentage of a salary. Because if you make it as a percentage of a salary, then the immediate basic salary increases, you also get that allowances increasing automatically. So these are the issues that came out. And so we will now need to make sure that we expedite action on the harmonization and the standardization of the allowances so that we'll be able to implement it as early as possible, provided we can have a budget for it.
If you say as early as possible, what will be the time frame?
I have no time frame. We've just returned from the forum, and we believe that all the various committees will meet. The task force that is supposed to work on all that will meet, and we'll all agree on the various time frame, and at the end of the day, we'll make sure we work within the time frame.
That was the Chief Executive of Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham.
A labor consultant, Senor Jabing, has raised fears that the communique reached at the just-ended summit on single-spine salary structure will be mere talk shop. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Jabing said, though the recommendations are good, attention should be paid to how best to implement them.
To the fair recommendation, especially coming from the management side or the employer side, which in this case is the government as employer. However, the General Secretary of the TUC did indicate during deliberations that these proposals, some of these, are matters that are subject to negotiation, and therefore the right forum to actually decide and agree on them would be the Public Services Joint Standing Negotiation Committee, and not necessarily an ad hoc acceptance of it within the ambits of the forum and within the or in implementing the communique. So, yes, it is a fair proposal coming from the employer's side, but it is subject to the agreement by the other stakeholders within the rightful forum, which is the Public Services Standing Joint Negotiation Committee.
Would this proposal not lead to labor unrest?
Well, I don't think so. The problems with labor unrest so far, especially as identified within the context of the deliberations in the forum, was that of lack of communication and media warfare. And when I say lack of communication, it means that enough information was not passed around and stakeholders were not updated enough. Issues that were going on and decisions and actions of one party. Media warfare was also that disagreement almost always ended up in the media domain, and then discussions, accusations and counter-accusations continued to be perpetrated by one side against the other and so on, leading to and the deepening of mistrust and miscommunication, further miscommunication within the parties' relationship. And so these are some of the adverse effects that lead to industrial disputes. But on the contrary, here, parties in the employment relationship or stakeholders of labor having communicated and deliberated and within the context of the forum are agreeing on these things and the way forward.
Do you have any problem with the communique you brought out?
Well, I was part of it. So I cannot say that I have a problem with any. It is only a fear that the communique may become a talk shop. But this fear is strongly allayed, especially where an arrangement has been done for the Ministry of Employment and Labor Relations to set up an implementation committee that will ensure that the communique, the proposals within the communique and recommendations are implemented. And this committee is going to consist of the three stakeholders or all the parties that showed up and were involved in discussions within the forum. And these were government as employer, Ghana Employers Association, organized labor, civil society, and some religious groups.
That was a labor consultant, Senior Ajabin.